Last time on Lovecraft Covenant.
I have crossed the threshold. I have walked the road of trials. Soon I will enter the belly of the whale. You have to tell the world.
Can't make out the shooter's face.
Me neither. Maybe the tech boys will have more luck with it.
Meanwhile, I have a rain check to cash with Professor Ashton Smith.
Calling, but I didn't...
Get down!
Can you see them?
You are here to record my saga, and if you want to avoid the kind of punishment Charlie over there is going to get, I suggest you stop trying to psychoanalyze me and start paying attention. Everything is important, Jack. Every little detail.
She killed herself. Just hold on, Chloe. Hold on.
I'm gonna pass out.
No, stay with me, Chloe. You're my partner. You can't leave me. You're fired if you die.
Lori.
Medic! Get a medic in here! You're still breathing. Hold on, Chloe. Hold on!
And now on Lovecraft Covenant.
Yeah. You and me both, little buddy. Hey, you already know the way out, huh? Don't suppose you have a key, right?
Ah, Jack.
Carter, what have you done with Ward?
He's up in the van. You'll be joining him. I was hoping you'd be asleep. Now we'll have to settle for unconsciousness.
Chloroform? Again? Are you serious? Is that all you have in your arsenal?
Efficiency is the highest form of beauty. Unless you're agreeing to come quietly.
I don't know. Let me out of these shackles and we'll see.
That's it. No more witty banter. It's bedtime.
Get your fucking hands off of me.
Shh, don't worry. It's not your turn, Danforth. Showtime.
It's best to focus on the work, on things I can control. So, I'll guess I'll get to it. Notes on evidence collected from residents of Professor Ashton Smith, late person of interest in the Odysseus killings. The files Brianna Schwartzman mentioned are here, and they're proving most illuminating. Smith would have made a great analyst. He has surveillance photos. I'm guessing he took them himself, of all our victims when they were still alive, along with a few other people we haven't identified yet. Birth records, marriage licenses from all over New England. Looks like he was on the trail of some secret society of brotherhood. I don't think he was our suspect, though. Ballistics show that the bullet that killed Miss Schwartzman did not come from Smith's gun. No other firearm was recovered from Smith's residence, and the GPS from his phone shows he hadn't even left his home yet at the time she was killed. Someone else took her out. Someone who... What the? Is that? I'm looking at a photograph of John Wearscup, Richard Pickman's art agent, taken from a distance, and he's meeting with another man, a much younger man who looks like he could be a young clone of Wearscup. A grandson, maybe. Smith made a notation next to Wearscup's image. Kerwin. It says, Kerwin. Kerwin. Kerwin? Agent Nail. Yes, thank you, Doctor. That is good news. I'll be right there. Kerwin. 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 C-U-R-W-E-N. Son of a bitch. John Wergusp's name.
Is an anagram for Joseph Kerwin. This is the art agent, right? The one we met in Boston?
Exactly. I think he's at the center of all of this. Somehow.
I remember the name from Lovecraft. Kerwin was the evil sorcerer in The Case of Charles Dexter Ward. The one who takes over the body of his descendant.
Who looks like him, just like the young guy in that picture looks like a younger version of Wercusp.
So, who is the young guy?
If I'm right, his name is Charles Dexter Ward. We tried to track him down. He's disappeared already.
Odysseus is on the move again. Jack's life could be at stake. I'm coming with... Damn.
You're staying right where you are.
No, just give me a minute.
Chloe, you just got out of surgery.
The doctor said it didn't hit any vital organs. I was just in shock. It doesn't hurt any worse than when I blew out my shoulder in varsity volleyball.
You need rest. That's in order.
Fine. This is not your fault, you know.
I made a stupid mistake, Chloe. If I just explicitly ordered everyone to read different parts of the book, divided the labor...
I probably still would have gone off half-cocked and tried to play the hero. You can't control everything, Lori. You're only human.
What did you just say?
That you can't control everything. I know, it might come off as a surprise to you.
No, before that you would have played the hero. That's it. Sykes, the first threshold, the road of trials, the belly of the whale. Chloe, you're a genius!
Wait, what? What did I do?
I know his frame of reference now. How he thinks, how he sees himself. I know how he's planning all of this in his mind. We can anticipate him, Chloe. You may have just given us the key of catching Odysseus.
Okay, wow, I still don't...
Did you ever study Joseph Campbell in college?
Maybe.
Well, get your Google machine and look him up. I'll call you from HQ. We don't have much time, like you said. Jack's life could be at stake.
Wow, when she's on, she's on.
Oh, one more thing.
What?
Heal fast. I'm gonna need you real soon.
Damn straight you are.
Fuck, it's cold out here. Wait. Ugh, shit. Chained to a tree? Really? Ward? Is that you? You're chained to a What the fuck? Is that an altar?
Indeed, Jack. A primitive one, yes. But a sacrificial altar all the same.
Randolph, where the hell are we?
This place is called Mystery Hill. America's Stonehenge, they call it. Lovecraft spoke of it under another name. He called it Sentinel Hill. It's the place where the son of Yog-Sothoth sought to break the barriers and let the old ones come back in. I've been coming here to defile this place, to make it unusable by the old ones' allies.
This is where you kill them. Look, Randy, Can I call you Randy? This needs to stop. Whatever they did to you as a kid, Charles there had nothing to do with it.
Did you know this site is over 1,000 years old? It was here long before the white man arrived. Yet most archaeologists insist that it couldn't have been built by the Native Americans. None of the Indians living in this area worked in stone like this. But look at this craftsmanship, Jack. It's exquisite, isn't it? Around the edge of the altar here runs a groove carved into the stone. The groove connects to a stone spout. I wonder what they used it for. Directly beneath this altar is an 8-foot shaft that leads to an underground chamber, and this whole hill is riddled with tunnels and passageways, none of which resemble in any way the work of the local indigenous people. It's one of the world's best-kept mysteries.
Wait. This is the place. The place in Pikmin's Panic.
That's it. Put the pieces together, Danforth. A whole cluster of children, born within 10 years of each other. Each of them named after Lovecraft characters. And each of them growing up to pursue the same careers as those they were named after. Except for me, Jack. And maybe you.
You mean like a cult? It's a cult.
Let's let Charlie answer that one.
You filthy blasphemer! You will be fed to the spawn of the black goat! Let me go!
You see, Jack, for all their precious piety and devotion, even these abominations fear their own deaths.
Randolph, no! Just don't!
Do your worst, Carter. None of it matters when measured against the span of the old one.
Shut up!
No!
No more lies out of you.
Randolph.
Don't worry, Jack. You'll probably live till the end. Who else would tell my story accurately? Don't suppose you have any butchery skills. That's okay. I can manage.
You sick fuck. When I get out of these chains, just...
You got the files I sent over?
Yeah, looks like the good professor was conducting an investigation of his own.
Right. He was onto this thing long before we were. Seems Mr. Ward took Professor Smith's weird lit class last year and raised the professor's suspicions. Ward is an antiquarian, just like his namesake in Lovecraft's story.
And he looks like he's related to this guy Warcusp. Sorry, Kerwin. I don't quite get what's happening.
It's a cult, Sykes. A Lovecraft cult. It was them who made that anonymous phone call implicating Jack. Who killed Brianna and Ash. They're covering their tracks, tying up loose ends. Something's coming. Something big.
And Warcusp is at the center of it.
Exactly. In the story, Kerwin is an ancestor of Ward's who takes over Ward's place in the modern world. It's some sort of ritual to awaken the old ones.
So Odysseus is killing off members of a cult who've named themselves after Lovecraft characters.
No. Named their kids after them.
So they can make Lovecraft's world real.
Bingo. They call themselves the Esoteric Order of Starry Wisdom, and they were founded in 1967 by Mr. Joseph Kerwin of Providence, Rhode Island.
Who changed his name to John Warcusp.
And, thanks to our new fully functional database, I was able to collaborate all this stuff within minutes.
Well then, who is Odysseus?
That's where Joseph Campbell comes in.
Right, right. I googled him and then remembered. The hero's journey.
Yes, Odysseus made explicit references to the hero's journey in both his phone calls to Jack.
Refusing the call. Crossing the threshold. Entering the belly of the whale.
That's the important one. Entering the whale's belly. Because of what comes after it. Every mythic hero goes through these steps. After the belly of the whale, the hero faces his greatest enemy for the first time and loses. He fails.
Wait. You're saying Odysseus is going to screw up? On purpose?
Maybe not consciously, but if he wants to become a hero, he has to follow the pattern.
Murdering people makes him a hero?
In his mind? Yes. He's out to save the world from Lovecraft's great old ones. Remember what he told Jack? I'm going to make us matter again. Odysseus is inflicted with a sense of irrelevance. His life seems meaningless, and Lovecraft tells him that he's right. That none of us matter at all.
Okay. So, to matter, to really matter, he's going to expose himself to us somehow.
Not to us, to his nemesis. And our hero, the killer, is going to make some kind of fatal mistake in facing him.
We need to be there when it happens.
That's why I'm on my way to check you out of the hospital. After what happened with Marsh, I need backup. I know I can trust.
Nail. Lori, I... Lori?
Oh. Stop. Stop right there. I'm a federal...
Ah, Agent Nail. It appears your car has malfunctioned. Luckily for you, I was nearby and able to render assistance.
Where, Cusp? Kerwin.
Oh, dear, Mr. Rakeley. Mr. Peasley. Mr. Wilcox. Perhaps we should move her to a safer location. Careful now. We wouldn't want to exacerbate her injuries. Someone's calling, I see. Agent Sykes. We'll just let that ring, shall we? Not to worry, Miss Sykes. Your partner's in good hands.
Lori, I need to get out of here. Nurse! Nurse! Nurse, I'm checking myself out! Nurse! I need to get out of this damn bed! Hold on. I'm coming, Lori. I'm coming.
Agent Nail, you'll find some medicinal tea and a dose of your preferred painkillers on the table there, next to the couch you've been resting on.
Where Kerwin, where am I?
My office in Boston.
You're a prisoner, no doubt. I hope you're aware of the penalties for—
Nonsense. You were in an accident, and I rendered assistance. Just doing my civic duty. You are free to leave at any time. I just thought we might have a chat first.
About your little cult?
My cult?
We've got bits and pieces, but they're enough to connect the dots. After your discharge from the Army in 55, you came home to Providence and discovered Lovecraft's work. Of course, he'd been dead for nearly 20 years by then, but his stuff was starting to get noticed. You saw your name in one of his stories and became convinced that it was real. How am I doing so far?
Lovecraft? He was a writer of those ghost stories, if I'm not mistaken.
You founded a little so-called gentleman's club known as the Esoteric Order of Starry Wisdom in 1967. It wasn't much different from other clubs, like the Masons, or so your publicity said. But there was one little difference. In order to ascend to the highest ranks of the order, members had to legally change their last name to those from Lovecraft. That way, any sons the members bore could have names identical to ones of Lovecraft's fiction. You worshipped the Old Ones and called Lovecraft a prophet. You and your cronies brainwashed and programmed all these poor kids you were breeding in the hopes that their existence would make the stars turn right again and free the Old Ones from their bonds. Am I right?
It's an interesting hypothesis.
Only something went wrong. One of your kids managed to slip through your fingers somehow, but not until after you did a real mind job on him, convinced him he was some kind of messiah. That he was destined to bring all this to fruition. But instead, he snapped, and even though he couldn't get free of your programming, he started to lash out against you. Now, he believes all this Lovecraft bullshit, just like you do, only he's trying to stop it by killing you all off. The only part I don't get is why you seem so complacent about it. He's already snatched up 6 of you, including, from what we can tell, your own grandson.
7.
Excuse me?
He's taken 7 of us. Or have you forgotten about Mr. Danforth?
Jack's not a part of this.
Are you sure, Agent Nail? Clearly the killer thinks Mr. Danforth is a part of this. And if everything you say is true, he would be in a position to know, wouldn't he? I mean, he does seem to be something of an expert on the subject.
You're wrong about that. And you just admitted to interfering in a federal investigation. I'm afraid I'm going to have to place you under arrest.
Oh, the arrogance.
Hardly.
If you think holding me here will stop anything, you are sorely mistaken.
As I said, you are free to leave. But if you think doing so will stop anything, it is you who are sorely mistaken.
5 people are dead, Mr. Kerwin. Possibly 6.
And what are 6 meager human lives, or 6 billion, compared to the span of the great old ones? They seeped down from the stars and ruled the Earth millions of years before we came along. They have been waiting thousands of millennia for someone to open the doors and let them back in. Our lives are fleeting as those of bacteria compared to them. You really think you can threaten me with a prison sentence, knowing that?
You and Odysseus deserve each other. You are as crazy as he is.
You flatter me.
I'll be calling your bluff now and taking my leave.
Your badge and service weapon have been forwarded to your headquarters. This will all be over before you have the time to get the proper clearance for taking action against us.
What the hell, this? Holy Jesus.
Oh, looks like someone tacked a Ziploc bag to my door whilst you were sleeping. A bloody mess, too.
It... a face. He carved off someone's face. It's not...
Mr. Danforth? No, sadly it looks like my grandson.
You callous old fossil, how can you be so... He was here. Odysseus was just here.
You'd best go find him then. I wouldn't want to interfere in your investigation.
This isn't over, Kerwin.
Soon, my dear, very soon. Now go catch your monster. Young Randolph Carter, I presume?
You got my message.
It was hard to miss, my boy.
I've destroyed most of your minions. Your ritual can't hold up much longer. With all these acolytes dropping out, face it, the old ones aren't coming. It's time you faced me, sorcerer.
Let me check my calendar.
The place where the Whatleys call to their true father. Tonight.
Well played, young Randall. Well played.